Chapter 56 Old and New Tables Segment 1 Here do I sit and wait, old broken tables around me, and also new half-written tables. When comes mine hour, the hour of my descent, of my downgoing? For once more will I go to men. For that hour do I now wait. For first must the signs come to me that it is mine hour. Namely, the laughing lion with the flock of doves. Meanwhile, do I talk to myself as one who has time? No one tells me anything new, so I tell myself mine own story. Segment 2. When I came to men, then found I them resting on an old infatuation. All of them thought that they had long known what was good and bad for men. An old wearisome business seemed to them all discourse about virtue. And he who wished to sleep well spoke of good and bad ere retiring to rest. This somnolence did I disturb when I taught that no one yet knows what is good and bad, unless it be the creating one. It is he, however, who creates man's goals and gives to the earth its meaning and its future. He only affects it. That aught is good or bad. And I bade them upset their old academic chairs and wherever that old infatuation had sat. I bade them laugh at their great moralists, their saints, their poets, and their saviors. At their gloomy sages did I bid them laugh, and whoever had sat admonishing as a black scarecrow on the tree of life. On their great grave highway did I seat myself, and even beside the carrion and vultures. And I laughed at all their bygone and its mellow decaying glory. Verily, like penitential preachers and fools, did I cry wrath and shame on all their greatness and smallness. Oh, that their best is so very small. Oh, that their worst is so very small. Thus did I laugh. Thus did my wise longing, born in the mountains, cry and laugh in me. A wild wisdom, verily, my great pinion rustling longing. And oft did it carry me off and up and away in the midst of laughter. Then flew I quivering like an arrow with sun-intoxicated rapture, out into distant futures which no dream has yet seen, into warmer souths than ever sculptor conceived. Were gods in their dancing or ashamed of all clothes, that I may speak in parables and halt and stammer like the poets. And verily, I am ashamed that I have still to be a poet. Were all becoming seemed to me dancing of gods and wantoning of gods, and the world unloosed and unbridled and fleeing back to itself, as an eternal self-fleeting and reseeking of one another of many gods, as the blessed self-contradicting, recommuning, and refraternizing with one another of many gods, where all time seemed to me a blessed mockery of moments, where necessity was freedom itself, which played happily with the goad of freedom, where I also found again mine old devil and archenemy, the spirit of gravity, and all that is created. Constraint, law, necessity, and consequence and purpose and will and good and evil. For must there not be that which is danced over, danced beyond? Must there not, for the sake of the nimble, the nimblest, be moles and clumsy dwarves? Segment 3. There was it also where I picked up from the path the word Superman, and that man is something that must be surpassed, that man is a bridge and not a goal, rejoicing over his noontides and evenings as advances to new rosy dawns. The Zarathustra word of the great noontide, and whatever else I have hung up over men, like purple evening afterglows. Verily, also new stars did I make them see, along with new nights. And over cloud and day and night did I spread out laughter like a gay colored canopy. I taught them all my poetization and aspiration to compose and collect into unity what is fragmented man and riddle and fearful chance. As composer, riddle reader, and redeemer of chance, did I teach them to create the future, and all that has been, to redeem by creating. The past of man to redeem, and every it was to transform, until the will says, "But so did I will it, so shall I will it." This did I call redemption. This alone taught I them to call redemption. Now do I await my redemption, that I may go to them for the last time. For once more will I go to men. Among them will my sun set. In dying will I give them my choicest gift. From the sun did I learn this, when it goes down, the exuberant one. Gold does it then pour into the sea, out of inexhaustible riches, so that the poorest fisherman rows even with golden oars. For this did I once see, and did not tire of weeping and beholding it. Like the sun will also Zarathustra go down. Now sits he here and waits, old broken tables around me, and also new tables half written. Segment 4. Behold, here is a new table. But where are my brethren who carry it with me to the valley and into the hearts of flesh? Thus demands my great love to the remotest ones. Be not considerate of your neighbor. Man is something that must be surpassed. There are many divers ways and modes of surpassing. See you there too. But only a buffoon thinks man can also be overleapt. Surpass yourself even in your neighbor, and a right which you can seize upon shall you not allow to be given you. What you do can no one do to you again. Lo, there is no requital. He who cannot command himself shall obey, and many a one can command himself, but still sorely lacks self-obedience. Segment 5. Thus wishes the type of noble souls. They desire to have nothing gratuitously, least of all life. He who is of the populace wishes to live gratuitously. We others, however, to whom life has given itself, we are ever considering what we can best give in return. And verily, it is a noble dictum which says, what life promises us, that promise we keep to life. One should not wish to enjoy where one does not contribute to the enjoyment, and one should not wish to enjoy. For enjoyment and innocence are the most bashful things, neither like to be sought for. One should have them, but one should rather seek for guilt and pain. Segment 6. O my brethren, he who is firstling is ever sacrificed. Now, however, are we firstlings. We all bleed on secret sacrificial altars. We all burn and broil in honor of ancient idols. Our best is still young. This excites, O palates. Our flesh is tender. Our skin is only lambskin. How could we not excite old idol priests? In ourselves dwells he still, the old idol priest, who broils our best for his banquet. Ah, my brethren, how could firstlings fail to be sacrifices? But so wishes our type, and I love those who do not wish to preserve themselves. The downgoing ones do I love with mine entire love, for they go beyond. Segment 7. To be true, that can few be, and he who can will not. Least of all, however, can the good be true. Oh, those good ones! Good men never speak the truth. For the spirit, thus to be good, is a malady. They yield, those good ones. They submit themselves. Their heart repeats. Their soul obeys. He, however, who obeys, does not listen to himself. All that is called evil by the good must come together in order that one truth may be born. Oh, my brethren, are you also evil enough for this truth? The daring venture, the prolonged distrust, the cruel nay, the tedium, the cutting into the quick, how seldom do these come together? Out of such seed, however, is truth produced. Beside the bad conscience has hitherto grown all knowledge. Break up, you discerning ones, the old tables.